Hello and welcome to the Performance Physique Podcast. My name is Arj and I am your head coach. This podcast is all about helping you with your running, your nutrition and your training. We take the jargon out of sports science to help you realize your goals faster than ever before. Let's get started.
We are looking forward towards the London Marathon taking place this Sunday. We're going to be giving you all of the coverage. You just heard my chat with BBC London sports reporter Josh Watton. There's going to be a lot on the sports show tonight around the London Marathon after six. But I thought, why not, for my roundtable discussion, get some experts in their field, discuss the London Marathon and unpick just how hard it can be to conquer London Marathon, how to prepare. But also the one that really does get overlooked is the aftercare treatment as well. So to tell me more about their take, their perspectives, I'm joined in the studio. I have Dr. Christian Wake, who is a GP. He's actually running the marathon this Sunday. I'm quite surprised he agreed to come in the show, but he's here and I'm so thankful for it. He almost lost his stepfather to cancer and is taking part for Macmillan Cancer Support. So we'll get more details around the support that he's looking for there. Also, we are joined in the studio with Stephen Thomas, who is a podiatrist at the Podogo Foot Clinic. He can tell us a little bit more about looking after our feet before, during, after the race, what that all means. And I also have in the studio Arj Trichelvelam, who is the head coach at Performance Physique, has been supporting clients running this weekend. So he'll talk a little bit around last minute nutrition, but also recovery advice as well. Lovely to have you all in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. I'm going to start off with yourself, Christian. It's Thursday. Has the countdown begun for you? How are you feeling about running on Sunday?
Yeah, and thanks for having me, Shay.
It's great to have you.
I'm definitely starting to notice the feelings in the pit of my stomach. I'm starting to get a little bit excited, a bit apprehensive.
Yeah.
The texts are coming through. Everyone in the hospital is starting to, you know, wave me down the corridor, shouting,
oh, wow,
good luck. So, yeah, so it's been a six-month kind of progressive achievement to work towards,
yes,
a goal. And in the last few days, I'm excited.
Is this your first ever marathon, or have you run, like, I don't know, maybe a half marathon before or anything?
First ever full marathon. I've run halves. Yeah, but first ever time running 26.2 miles.
So I just wonder, with only literally days left, are you at the point now where you're just not thinking about it too much? You just want to get ready and geared up for Sunday? Or how do you feel at this kind of time? Because it's irritating, isn't it? Because you've got 6 months, you know, you're preparing, you're doing the nutrition. And then now it's like that couple of days before, you can't do anything. You just got to eat right and sleep right. Am I correct in that?
Totally. I think something is really difficult to sit with is that inability to control what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You can look at your food, you can look at your sleep, you can look at who you spend your time with, but ultimately everything that you've done now is geared you up for this moment. And it's about just breathing, not rushing around, not putting too much pressure on yourself.
Sure.
For me, I'm making sure that there's going to be people at the finish line waiting to cheer me on.
Yes, that's got to be done.
I don't want
any
people at the start. I want people at the end.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to get in the zone. I was just saying before the show started, we were just having a bit of a conversation, a bit of a chat there.
Yeah.
And it's about just me getting into the zone, thinking about how I'm feeling, checking in with my body, giving it a rub if I need to get a rub, having the last minute physio session. But I think, you know, by this point, I'm ready. I'm ready to just go for it.
I think you're mentally prepared. Is that part of it, would you say, Arj, actually, that as Christian says, you just get it going through almost that checklist? Because you, as I mentioned, you're supporting clients who are running this weekend. Is that the kind of thing that Christian and many others who will be tuned into Radio London should be thinking about right now?
Yes, certainly. I think at this moment, realistically, it's not trying to be a different person to what you've been in training the whole time.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the first and foremost thing. I'm really worried as well, Christian, if I'm going to say something and you're going to think,
I haven't done it.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly. But basically, a lot of the guys will have like a checklist that they've been issued.
Yeah.
And it's like making sure that's good, that's good, that's good, that's good. We have like phrases that they're going to repeat during the marathon. They've also got a lot of focus on digits and milestones during, which kind of takes their mind off the actual big scale event. You know, take everything literally step by step. And then the final thing is control the controllables. Don't worry about the rest of it.
See, I think that's a fair point in life in general, isn't it? But sometimes you just overthink on everything.
Yeah.
And that can be the hardest thing. But the other point on this, of course, as well, Stephen, is around making sure you're looking after your feet in the final lead up. Because most people, and I only know this from experience, not that I've run, but a very good friend of mine who I've supported, been a spectator, I've been cheering her on for 2 years when she did it a couple of years ago, is during training she was on it, she was looking after her feet, making sure she had the right footwear, but then actually in the last week she didn't focus on that. She had a night out for dinner with all family, she wore heels, and then she was like, why did I do that? There's little things that people should think about in the lead up. What do you say?
Certainly leading up, when you get closer to the actual race day, really take care of you, because if you have, you know, you bash your toe or you do something like this in a high heel, and it, you know, maybe your nail starts to pierce into the side of your skin or something like this, then the recovery time might be too long before the race begins.
Sure. Yeah. And so what are there particular things do you think that people should be doing at this point? Because Christian just mentioned, you know, if I need a rub, if I need a massage, I'm going to get that. Yeah. Sometimes people won't necessarily think about that when it comes to their feet, though, will it? They might get like a full body massage, but not necessarily be focused on their feet. So should you be getting something like that for your feet?
Well, to some degree, you should. Maybe not so much a massage, sure, I don't think it's going to do any harm.
Yeah.
But I think there are some things that people should do with their feet preparing for the marathon. So one of them is to keep the nails, keep your toenails short and filed.
Right.
As a rough rule, you should, when you cut the nail, put your finger at the end of the toe.
Okay.
So if you can feel the nail needs to be slightly shorter.
Right.
But you should feel the end of the toe and not the nail if you put your finger at the end of the toe. As a rough guide.
That's great for everyone, actually. Yeah.
I'm going to be doing that when I get home. Just checking my toes. Thanks for that tip there.
Because the other one I learned years ago with my little one was actually, I always used to cut her nails all the way round, and then the doctor was like, no, it's meant to be straight.
Well, yeah.
Is that correct?
Well, yeah, so it depends. You know, if you put your finger out or your toes out, it's slightly round. Okay?
Yes.
So it's okay to trim your nails.
Yes.
Slightly round if it's in, you know, in lines with the shape of your toe.
Got you.
So it's okay to do a little bit. Don't cut down the sides.
That's what I used to do.
Don't cut down the sides of your nails. Please don't do that. You might leave a sharp shard of nail that'll turn into a ingrown toenail.
Yeah.
You can sort of file the nails afterwards and maybe just make sure the corners are just a little bit filed as well if you can.
And so do you find, actually, especially in this lead up now to marathon, that you are hearing from people that they're trying to kind of speak to you about not just the race and their feet, but also the aftercare as well?
Patients are not coming to see me for the aftercare or in advance right now. They do come afterwards with all sorts of problems. So like one of the reasons I said about the nails is if your nails are a bit long, your feet might slide forward inside your shoes.
Okay.
Your nails will bash the end of your shoes. And you might not feel it for the, you know, 100 steps, 1,000 steps, but repetitively through the whole marathon, the nail's going to get a whacking.
Oh, dear.
And then you can sort of dislodge the nail from the nail root and you can get bruising, and then the nail... Sometimes people come to see me and I need to take the nail off, you know.
No one wants that. Yeah. I mean, you're a GP, so you'll be used to this, Christian, but I suspect even you don't want to be dealing with that, do you?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of things in my time, and I've seen a lot of feet problems. I've seen a lot of toenail issues over the years. You know, I'm only with cancer patients at the moment.
Right.
So I see a lot of feet issues. And I have had them myself. And I know running on an ingrown toenail is not the one. You don't want to be doing it.
No.
So at the moment, I am taking good care of my feet.
Absolutely.
Very good care of my feet.
I just feel like you need to wrap yourself in cotton wool, to be fair. That's what I would do. And also for yourself, nutrition, is that something you're focused on right now? Because it's my understanding, as I say, I've never run a marathon, but is that around that it's not just getting the sleep or having done the exercise. Your nutrition is vitally important in the lead up, in those kind of these last couple of days as you head towards Sunday?
Of course, yeah. I think that the main thing is for me is water and hydration. It's so easy to forget, you know, the basics. When I see a lot of my patients in the hospital and out in the community and things, people say that they're not feeling well, and I ask them the question of how much water have you had today, for instance, and then they suddenly have this moment, this flaws in episode where they realise they've not had a glass of water. So I'm just religiously saying to myself throughout the day, Christian, just drink water. Just getting my body, you know, hydrated enough, ready for Sunday. Because you're going to lose a lot of fluid just running through sweating. And then food-wise, I've got people running up to me in the hospital shouting, carb loading. and passing me a croissant, for instance.
Lovely. Yeah,
I was in there this morning and someone ran up to me with a toasted muffin. So I think from a you know, a carbohydrate storage perspective, you need to start thinking about getting those healthy sugars in there, ready to utilise when the day comes, you know.
And what would you add to that, Arj? Because I guess these are a lot of the conversations you're having right now as well with your clients.
Absolutely. I think when it comes down to, again, nutrition, if you haven't trained with it, you can't make major changes now because you're going to get gastrointestinal discomfort or worse, basically. But your carb loading, 48 hours realistically is as much as you realistically need nowadays.
So we'll kind of start from tomorrow then.
Yeah, most of the guys are doing a very high amount of carb tomorrow and on Saturday, and that's coming from all walks of life. We've got Haribo on some people's menus.
Basically
all sweets, everything, the whole lot in there. Really low fat content though, because that'll help with the absorption of the carbohydrate. Moderate protein, but as Christian was saying, like, the hydration aspect for these few days, a couple of electrolytes in there as well, have been absolute paramount to make sure they're ready on the day. And then they've all got fueling strategies for the marathon. You know, don't go into the marathon and think you can run it without any further carbohydrate intake. You need to have that, otherwise you will hit the wall.
So what should you be prepped and taking with you? I think most people will have, but just as a gentle reminder, let's use this as a little bit of a post-it moment if you've forgotten. Here's your chance to, like, remember to pick it up and
totally.
Get it.
So grab your gels. If you trained with gels, you'll know how many gels to be taking on, but you know, a nice little ballpark is every 35 minutes, make sure you've had at least one gel intake. Make sure you've got a handful of sweets if that's your kind of thing, if you feel like you can chew whilst you eat or whilst you run. Otherwise, look at your isotonic drinks. You know, they're always on the shelves, aren't they, in the supermarket? You can grab one of those quite easily. But don't run past a hydration and fueling point without taking something. Be greedy.
Yeah.
Take your thing on the day, no matter what.
And so with that in mind as well, I want to focus on women if I can. I was reading, and I know some people don't like to talk about these things, but I think it's important. And seeing as how I'm a woman, I might as well talk about it. I was reading this article in Runner's World about how being on your period or being on your monthly can affect your running performance. And if you're doing the marathon, you need to be conscious of that. So if you've been training, of course, you will have been training whilst you've not been on your period and then when you have been. But then also, is that an element women should be thinking about, really ensure that they're ready and geared up for Sunday as well?
In one respect, yes. I mean, like you've just said, you've trained obviously throughout your menstrual cycle anyway. You know when you feel a little bit stronger, you know when you actually need to eat a little bit more. Some women, the week before their actual menstrual cycle, it differs for every woman, doesn't it? But realistically, what I would be saying is, you know, this happens. If you're on your period this weekend, just make sure you're in clothing which you feel comfortable in running in.
Sure.
Because you're not going to change anything physiologically.
No.
It's far too close to the day. But instead, make sure you're wearing something which you feel comfortable in. If you can, you know, nip into a port-a-loo or whatever it
is,
that you just feel confident in everything that you can control. The uncontrollables, don't worry about it.
Exactly.
It's life.
No, I think it's an interesting point, actually, isn't it? And it's vitally important to talk about. And then I want to talk about swelling, which I suspect is Christian's probably had to deal with on a basis with all of his training. But Stephen, with your feet, you know, whether you are walking, when you sit down, you'll have your feet will react differently. If you've been training, you will have been dealing with swelling. But what is it like when you're running and your feet? So I just remember my friend saying this, like, as the marathon, as she got progressively towards the end, she could just feel her feet were like, she was carrying two almost, you know, balloons full of water that they were just swollen, you know. And I guess people will resonate with that. What can you be doing? Is it just, as Christian said, lots of water? But the swelling can really affect your performance.
Yeah, I think
in your legs and your feet, obviously.
Yeah, it's a killer doing the marathon, right? Ooh. So your body will do all sorts of things. Yeah, you need to be aware of these things that can happen. So when you're using when you're having your shoes fitted, yeah, and you're putting them on, make sure there is a little bit of room so you can allow for a little bit of swelling during the run. But at the same time, you don't want them too loose, because if they're too loose and they're kind of moving around and slipping around, you get extra friction and you don't want to get any blister formation.
Sure. Yeah. We've got to talk blisters, haven't we, sure, Stephen? Because yeah, that's going to be, Christian, you may well need to deal with this.
I mean, I should have brought a notepad, I feel like. You know, I'm sitting here and the pen and paper should have came out.
Don't worry, because you can listen back to BBC Sounds. That's the plug for BBC Sounds. But with blisters, what can people be doing on the day? Okay. What would you suggest?
So blisters, just be aware that blisters form because of friction.
Right.
So there's a number of things that can increase the friction, mm-hmm, in your shoe. The biggest cause will be the friction between the skin on your foot and the sock. And when the sock is wet, the friction increases, regardless of what properties it has. So you need to choose your socks well. If you use a sock that has, you know, like a, what do you call it, polyester, recycled polyester that has, there's one that has bio ceramics, uh-huh, inside. So what this material does is it helps draw the moisture from your foot through the sock into the other side of the sock.
Okay.
So that reduces friction and stops the sock getting so wet.
Right.
So something like that can make a big difference on a running game.
So you've still
got
a couple of days. If you, mm-hmm, haven't done that, yeah, then you need to, yeah, invest in those kind of socks. Those
looks like I'm going to shops.
Yeah, you're
going to
throw things. And then the final aspect, and I appreciate, Christian, at this point, you're geared up and your mind is completely focused on running the marathon. You're running it for such a fantastic cause, Macmillan Cancer Support. But have you thought a little bit about your aftercare once you've finished and you've gone past the finish line?
Yeah, so I think that's it's really, obviously with me not running a marathon before, I'm not quite sure what to expect. I've had a lot of people telling me what to expect.
Yeah.
I can imagine I'm going to physically not feel 100%. So I think it's really important to not expect too much of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, just from someone that, aside from marathon training, I do a lot of sport. And I know that once you have exerted yourself to that level, you do need that recovery time. Mm. Don't expect myself to be jumping back into something really strenuous later that day.
Are you going to get an ice bath or anything like that?
Well,
do you believe in those kind of things?
I'm not sure from a medical point of view how much physiological help it is.
Yeah.
Just from a comfort perspective, if it helps, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
I'll have just run 26.2
exactly.
miles.
Anything.
My medicine hat won't necessarily be thinking so much. That'll be more about what's gonna really help, you know, make my body feel better.
Absolutely.
And just be kind to yourself, you know.
Yeah.
As you say, I'm not doing this for the fun and the pure comfort. Yeah. I'm doing it to raise some money for a really
Absolutely.
Important charity.
Can you give details of have you got a Just Giving or what's the kind of funding page for anyone?
Yeah,
to
so
support?
You can. I mean, I'm sure you can reach it multiple ways. The first thing is you can just go straight to Macmillan and donate. You know, it doesn't need to be on my page. If you wanted to, it's on justgiving.com/fundraising/CWAKE. That's CWAKE.
Right.
And you can, yeah,
support,
raise me that
yeah.
way. Or Google my name, which is Christian Wake and Just Giving. I'm sure it'll come up.
It comes up, yeah. Absolutely.
Hopefully it does come up. But the main thing is that Macmillan get those funds because,
sure.
you know, I see on a day-to-day basis just the incredible work they do.
Yeah.
It really makes a difference. People don't realise just how much Macmillan can provide.
Absolutely.
You know, not just from the specialist medical support, but just from the holistic perspective.
And also for the family. Sometimes,
from the family,
of course, the individual going through the cancer treatment, they require all the support, but also the family that's with them to have that kind of support there is just as vitally important.
It's so vital.
Let me ask you as well, Arj, what would you say in terms of aftercare? What are the kind of key top tips you want to give to our listeners?
So a really nice big meal, your typical Sunday roast is going to hit everything. My guys will have like recommendations per grams for their carbohydrate, protein, etc. But basically, make sure there's something which is beige on your plate afterwards. Make sure there's something which is really wild and colourful.
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure there's a source of protein. That's the main thing, realistically, when it comes to food.
Mm.
you drink. There's nothing wrong with a pint of beer or a pint of milk. Both have hydration properties, but realistically, you're going to be drinking for the next 4 hours. And when I mean drink, I mean, you know, nutritionally sound, sure, hydration sound and savvy methods rather than just in the pub. But those things are going to be key. Exactly what Christian said, that the ice bath, there's no kind of supporting evidence whatsoever to say it works, but the placebo effect,
yeah,
you know, if it works for
go
you,
for it.
Then
go
it.
For it. And well, there's ample, I know, Stephen, you'll have in terms around your aftercare when it comes to your feet. What's the number one thing someone should do? What, you know, maybe on the Monday or on the Tuesday?
Resting your feet, moisturizing your feet. Looking after your feet, you know, the nails and the skin, make sure everything looks okay. Anything you're concerned of, obviously see your local podiatrist that can take a look for you. If you have any blisters, they can assess whether you need to lance them, drain any blisters. The nails, maybe they need to trim the nail back or, you know, things like that.
Yeah. It's important, actually, isn't it? Those are the things sometimes we forget. I want to get just finally opportunity for it. If anyone wants to touch base with you, Arj, is the social media, Instagram? What's the website?
Yeah, absolutely. So Performance Physique, that's the business name. If you go on Instagram, performance_physique. But to be honest, if you just type it in on Google or Arj Tiruchelvam and you'll see me come up. I am answering messages in my DMs a lot at the moment.
I'm not surprised. I think up until Sunday morning, you're just going to get loads of people
questioning. I'm happy to do that. Absolutely.
That is quite a service, I must say. And also for yourself, Stephen, how can people touch base with your clinic?
So the clinic is Podogo. It's on Harley Street. So I'm there sort of like 4 days a week.
Lovely.
If you need me, I'm there. I'm also on social medias, The London Podiatrist. So Instagram and YouTube.
Amazing.
So yeah, just ping me your questions.
Lovely. Yeah. The London Podiatrist. And also, Christian, is there a social media or should everyone just go directly for Just Giving? What would you like for people to know?
I mean, the important thing is Just Giving. You know, I do have social media. Yeah, it's my name.
Christian Wake.
Christian.Wake. That's lovely. It. My Just Giving link is on there. I really want to stress, if you're going to do anything, if there's any effort involved in this, go to Just Giving, because after what Macmillan have done for me and my family, I'm going to continue to plug them. They really, really need the support.
Absolutely. So it's Macmillan Cancer Support, as you say. The website is there, but also justgiving.com and then see Wake to support Christian and the fundraising he's doing. Christian, Arj, Stephen, such a pleasure having you all
Thanks
here.
For
Thanks
so
much.
Best of luck for
Thank
Sunday.
You.
I'm not
for the
saying
I really appreciate all
not saying break a leg, because I feel like that's definitely not what you say. But do you know what? I know it sounds weird, but enjoy it as well, as difficult as it's going to be, because everyone's going to be out there supporting you. So do
it in. And good luck to everyone listening. Good luck to people that are running.
I'll be at the halfway mark, Christian. I'll look for
you. Look for me. Absolutely. Everyone wave over.
Bright green Macmillan Topsy and Dr. C. So you see Dr. C and you'll see me.
We'll be cheering out. Arj, Stephen and Christian, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure having you here. If you are tuned into Radio London and you want to talk about the journey for Sunday, get in touch.
Thank you very much for listening to the Performance Physique podcast. Don't forget, you can find us on Instagram. It's at performance_physique. You can find us on Facebook, Performance Physique, or if you just head to performancephysique.co.uk, and we'll do our very best to help you. It will mean the world to me, though, if you can share this podcast with one friend this week. Right, for now, take care.